In March, when COVID-19 forced schools to switch to remote learning, administrators quickly learned to be flexible as situations change daily. The Illinois State Board of Education released guidelines and recommendations in July for returning to in-person instruction after Illinois reached Phase 4 of the Restore Illinois plan. Schools were required to have three plans for the fall: an in-person plan, an all-remote learning plan, and a hybrid of both. Illinois school districts were not required to return to in-person instruction if it put students, teachers, and staff at risk. The Carbondale Elementary School District chose to use technology to start full remote learning and purchased a Chromebook for every student. Teachers like Jamie Huppert missed getting to say goodbye to her students last year.
Hello!
But was happy she was able to meet her students in person during the drive-thru.
So we have greatly missed our students. We're excited to actually be able to see a few of them right now.
Mrs. Huppert teaches third grade and knows starting this year off is quite a bit unlike any she's had in over 20 years.
This is a very different process. For teaching for so many years, it feels like becoming a first-year teacher all over again.
For the last 6 years, Chastity Felton has co-taught with Mrs. Huppert and knows this year will have its own challenges.
It's going to be very different. We're not going to be able to have those candid conversations with them one-on-one and be able to kind of get to know them the way we normally would in a normal setting. So it's going to be very different, but we're up for the challenge and we're excited about just seeing their faces.
Thomas Elementary School Principal Robbie Clark Stokes says once they were notified they were going to start the semester with full remote learning, they started assigning devices to the students.
You know, we were just taking a plan that we had already put together earlier in the summer and putting it into fruition. So for us, we worked with our technology department here in the district and started numbering Chromebooks, getting them assigned to students that had registered, and then started working with teachers on how we were going to get those out to students in this drive-through method.
The cafeteria was used as a distribution center where teachers packaged together the students' laptop, workbooks, last year's yearbooks, along with other learning materials, and wrapped them up in various ways.
Luna in Ms. Nikolic's class. Smith, Chamberlain. Carnes, Mrs. Witch's room.
Over three nights, the district handed out hundreds of devices in a drive-through style meet and greet with their teachers.
Welcome to Thomas.
That would typically have been the school's open house before classes start. Principal Clark Stokes says each class will meet for live instruction daily and view pre-recorded video lessons and assignments on the laptop in the afternoon.
Really depends on the classroom teacher themselves. Each one of them is reaching out to families to see what is the best time to connect with them. For the most part, teachers are going to be meeting from about 8:15 to 12:15 live with their students. There'll be breaks included in there, of course. And then in the afternoon, kids will be able to log on and look at pre-recorded lessons from special subject teachers like PE, music, art.
Principal Clark Stokes says teachers spent a lot of time this summer preparing their virtual classrooms for the fall.
I mean, I know that a lot of people think teachers, get 3 months off in the summer, but, you know, they're always working on their craft, going to opportunities for professional development, and they're just always thinking about their classroom and how they can make it better. So I know that people think they get a lot of summer, but not always, and especially not this year.
Mrs. Huppert and Mrs. Felton agree moving everything online was not a small task.
We have faced many challenges. We are used to working with our kids, face-to-face. So we are adapting all of our curriculum, our materials, to be able to use that on an online format. So it's been challenging, but like Mrs. Felton said, we're up for the challenge, and I feel like we are prepared as best as we can be.
Students start learning on computers in the school district as early as pre-K, which is something Mrs. Felton thinks will help her students during this transition.
I think at first it's going to get some getting used to. Of course, it took some getting used to for us as well. So, but I think they'll get the hang of it. They've had times where they're on the computer in previous years. So I think the amount of training that they have on a Chromebook in previous years is going to help them be able to succeed in a virtual classroom setting.
Principal Clark Stokes says with the Chromebook, almost everything is web-based and the school has safeguards in place to keep the students where they're supposed to be and keep them safe. The district will also be there to help if any device problems occur.
I mean, any family that's having an issue with technology or with their device, they can reach out to their teacher and the teacher can reach out to our district technology paraprofessionals and they'll reach out to the families and help them if the device isn't working for some reason or they're just having a problem logging on.
District leaders understand this is a new norm and hopes everyone will be understanding while adjusting to this new type of school.
I hope that parents and teachers and community members are just real patient as we learn this process for the first time. Nobody's ever done this before. And so for us, like I said, we just hope that parents can be patient, kids, and teachers can as well as we learn this process.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.